and also from the VIP working group. We may well get a longer coffee break than usual because we heard from the DSSA working group yesterday, and Juhani very kindly has offered to chair this session. So over to you, Juhani.
Thank you, Leslie. And so this is an update, quick update from the JIG, the Joint CCNSO-GNSO-IDN Working Group. So just as a quick background, as a reminder again, this is a formed by a mutual charter between the CCNSO and GNSO to work on issues of common interest on IDN TLDs, so IDN GTLDs as well as IDN CCTLDs. The original charter had an end for based on the approval of the applicant guidebook of the new GTLD process. So that happened in Singapore, and we identified a number of items of common interest that we want to continue to work on. The charter for the JIG was therefore extended through a GNSO resolution in July, and then a resolution of the CCNSO in August earlier this year. So we're continuing to work on three of the issues of common interest that we identified: single character IDN TLDs, IDN TLD variants, and universal acceptance of IDN TLDs. We've been having face-to-face meetings since Brussels, and we've been having biweekly conference calls. So on the item of universal acceptance of IDN TLDs, this is the issue that we have been working on currently. This is the one that we're working on. We have identified a number of related works in background. What's most important is that this is not a new issue. This issue came up in the 2000 round when GTLDs longer than three characters were introduced, like .info, .museum. But it also became a CCTLD issue upon the introduction of IDN, IDN CCTLD from the IDN CCTLD fast track. So this is now an issue of common interest, and so part of the working group, part of the work from the working group is look back at what was done on this issue, and a lot of which is based on the ESSAC report that came out in 2003, having a number of recommendations from the ESSAC and building on top of which, what ICANN perhaps should focus its efforts on and what would be helpful for the community. We also identified a number of non-ICANN-related works which should be of interest as well. The Mozilla public suffix list, and this one in particular is interesting because it's integrated into the browsers, and often, when new IDN CCTLDs or new GTLDs are introduced, it is not immediately reflected, so that some of the browsers that utilize this public suffix list actually doesn't see the TLD until it's updated. So this is one of the areas that is quite interesting. And of course, the IDN-enabled whitelist, which is called the IDN whitelist from Mozilla as well, and IDN guidelines work at the W3C and internationalized email addresses. These are all related works, and also including the unique authoritative route as one of the related works we sort of reference. So basically, we're going through a stocktaking of the policy aspects, and we've identified four areas, and the initial draft, the draft initial report is being worked on, and hopefully should be published shortly after Dakar, out for public comments. So, but anyway, we'd like to get your input on those as the document comes out. The other topic is single-character IDN TLDs. So we've talked about this for quite some time, actually. We had the initial report, the public comments. We drafted the final report and incorporated the final comments into the final report that was completed early this year in March. And it was approved by the GNSO Council in April and the CCNSO Council in May. And then It was put into for implementation. Recently, in August, there was a board resolution on the subject, essentially asking for further work to be done, and also putting off the implementation further. One of the things that we felt was that the rationale behind the resolution seems to be thin at this point. So the working group, in fact, the working group I would probably categorize as saying somewhat disappointed with the process. A couple of things. One, seems like the board is very busy doing other things and feel that there are more important issues. But secondly, it actually conflicts with a very important principle that is has been repeatedly stated in the past by both the GNSO and the CCNSO, which is that IDN CCTLDs and IDN GTLDs should not wait for each other and should go on their own pace. This particular resolution actually changes that. If you look into the details of the resolution, you will see that this resolution from the board actually conflicts with the CCNSO and GNSO stated principles on IDN TLDs. And so I think, you know, part of the next steps we'd like to do is the work group would look into drafting a response to the board and, you know, reflecting some of our thoughts and some of the issues there. And the intended sort of process would be to for the work group to draft the statement and the response and hand it back to the respective chartering councils, so the GNSO council and the CCNSO councils, for your approval before it, you know, it essentially gets sent by the councils to the board. So that's the part that's going on in the single character IDN TLD issue. And finally, the IDN variant TLDs, or IDN TLD variants, seems to have a variation of that. Sorry about that. And sorry about the pun. And so in terms of progress, we started working on it, and of course everyone probably know that the board made a resolution on creation of the VIP, the Variant Issues Project. Since then, we have somewhat suspended work. Instead of working on it directly, we have been liaising with the IDN VIP since the San Francisco meeting, and have been have sent observers on to the IDN VIP study teams, which has produced their reports now. We also have an observer on the IDN VIP coordination team, which is tasked to integrate those six study team reports. So basically, the next step is to continue to participate on this topic, to continue to participate in the IDN VIP work as a liaison or observer. And in terms of the policy aspects, I think on this particular subject of IDN VIP, one of the things that we think perhaps is appropriate for us to do rather than the VIP is to identify whether there are policies implications, because the VIP is very focused on implementation and, you know, how to implement variants at the top level. One of the things that the JIG would look into is whether it is consistent with the existing GNSO policies and the ongoing CCTLD IDN PDP. So that brings me to the end of the update. Thank you, and see if there are any questions. Seeing none, and also not seeing Leslie there. Oh, there's one question. Probably you repeat it, it's better. I didn't quite get it. Is it
okay?
Is it
sorry. I'm not particularly up to date with the efforts being made to internationalise applications to use IDNs, the broader work through the IETF. Is this something that you're up on and can give us a quick brief update on?
Thank you. If I understand it correctly, you mean like emails or other type of applications utilising IDNs? There is quite a bit of progress in the what is called the EAI, Email Address Internationalization. And I think that is going out for the first, basically the set of standards is being published. I need to check on exactly what the status is, but if it's not already published, it is, you know, about to be published as RFCs. There was actually a couple years ago, well, actually a year or so ago, there was informational RFCs that were published sort of as experimental already. This one is on a standards track, and that should be on its way, I would say. Otherwise, in terms of other applications, I think that's probably not the IETF work, but in terms of the like browsers or Outlook or, you know, those type of applications, one of the topics that the JIG is considering, which is called the Universal Acceptance of IDN TLDs, would touch on that. Right now, there are different organizations that are sort of doing some advocacy and awareness work, but part of the what the JIG is hoping to do from the recommendations, if it ever comes out, from the Universal Acceptance of IDN TLDs, is to get ICANN to set aside some funding and effort to actually do that kind of thing. Because for the applications, we really need to tell them that, you know, for example, even like Facebook, in their Facebook profile, would the database accept an IDN domain in your Facebook profile. That's the problem right now. I actually tried it and doesn't quite work at this point. So those kind of things it's more of an awareness campaign that I guess the ICANN and ICANN community can do.
Thank you. So, any other questions? Well, if not, then thank you, Edmond. Thank you, Jan, for this presentation. And next, we are having a very important person here giving an update about VIP, IDN variant issues project, Jenis Dennings. This project is dedicated to identifying the issues involved in the delegation of and use of IDN variant TLD. So, Dennings, please.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Dennis Jennings. I may be known to some of you from some of my past sins in various parts of the internet community. I want to give you a quick update on where we are with the IDN Variant Issues Project, or the VIP, as I like to think of it, and to take some questions. I'm not going to cover the content of the work that has been done, because as you'll see, the case studies have been published and we're in a public comment period, so you can read the case studies, see how far people have got. So why are we doing this? Well, there's a long-standing request from the community to have IDN TLDs at the top level. And the board issued an instruction to develop an issues report to address this, to find out what the issues are first, because one of the things that became clear is that there was a lot of confusion about what actually people were talking about. Words were being used in different ways in different contexts. Where are we today in terms of applications in the new GTLD program? Well, applicants may declare variant strings for their TLD in their application. But at this point in time,
the guidebook says no variant TLD strings will be delegated until variant management solutions have been developed and implemented. So this is the first step towards that, which is to establish what the issues are. A later step will be to work out what the implementation issues are, and a final step will be to identify the implementation methodologies. Scope of the project is to create a glossary of terms, because it turns out that the word variant is used to mean different things in different contexts. There's a phrase in Ireland which goes, whatever you're having yourself. So it means this, this, and this, and this, and whatever you're having yourself, which is an Irish phrase to say, well, you can define it anyway as you go along. Of course, that doesn't work in a technical environment. There was a lot of that. So first thing is to define a set of terms that mean exactly the same thing to everybody when we're talking about the variants. And the second was to identify the challenges, or requirements, or the issues related to IDN variant TLDs based on the criteria that you see up on the screen there. The way we decided to approach this was to form teams, case study teams, of community experts. So this is a community-driven project, expert in the various aspects of TLDs, led by a community member as a case study team coordinator, and to support them to have regular telephone conferences, face-to-face meetings, and so on. And ICANN provides the support. So the project team that I lead as a consultant to ICANN is a team of ICANN internal experts and staff and external experts and consultants who provide support to this community activity. Where we are is that the case study teams have worked very hard and have produced six case study team reports in Arabic, Cyrillic, Chinese, Devanagari, Greek, and Latin, and produced them very close to the original deadline, which was the end of September. So early October, the six case study teams completed their work, and the reports have been published for public comment, and that completed the first phase of the project. So they're out for public comment, and we look at the schedule for public comment and what happens next. And I'd like to say a very big thank you to the case study teams, because this is, first of all, an enormous amount of hard work was done and against a very tight deadline. And the work, as you'll see if you read the reports, is really very good indeed. And it's driven by the community for the community, so it's a good example of the sort of projects that ICANN should be facilitating. So thank you very much to the teams. For you, I'm saying they're up for public comment, so please comment. These are important reports. The closing date is the 14th of November, and it's in the public comment space on the ICANN website. 14th of November is the closing time. So let's just back up a little bit and have an overview of the whole project. The first phase are the six case study teams, and we haven't studied all scripts. There are many other script and script sets, but we've studied six. Case studies have been reported, and we're now in phase two, and integrating those, or attempting to integrate the outcomes of those reports, the issues that are identified in those reports for separate scripts, into an integrated report, and to publish that for public comment, and then to move forward on the solutions phase, which at this stage is conceptual. We haven't really defined exactly how we're going to approach that. So dealing with the integrated issues report, the second phase of this project, as I said, it's to develop an integrated report based on the six case study reports and to summarize and synthesize the issues identified. And to do that, we have formed a coordination team of representatives from the six case studies to assist the ICANN staff and consultants to do that synthesis. And an announcement of that case study coordination, integrated issues report coordination team, is on the announcements. And here is the list of members of that team. Not all of them are here, but a very distinguished list of experts and individuals from the community who will be providing the coordination effort. The report will have essentially two sections, trying to identify the common issues across the six case studies and issues that may be very particular to a particular script or that was studied. And we also hope to provide, out of this activity, a section on guidelines for future case studies, so that, because we've only studied six, so that if the community or the communities want to initiate additional study work in this area, that the learnings out of this process will be documented in some way to provide a guideline for people to do that work. So, more detail, the objectives: identify the set of issues, identify the issues for specific scripts, clarify the issues according to type, whether they're technical issues, policy issues, or other issues, and prioritize them. So these are identifying the issues. This issue has to be addressed. How it is to be addressed is part of the implementation phase. How it is to be solved, part of the implementation phase. This is identifying the issues. Identify the appropriate groups to resolve these issues. Is hopefully part of this report, or may slip into the implementation phase. Identify where further study is needed and document the levels of support for the conclusions, and most importantly, in the accountability and transparency mode that ICANN is now operating in, document the analysis and the rationale for the conclusions reached by this report, and publish guidelines, as I've said. Stakeholders, ICANN board, more particularly the board variant working group, the BV-WG, which is the working group in the board which is overseeing this project. Policy groups, including, of course, the CCNSO, if indeed there are policy issues, and the advisory committees. And most importantly, the actual requesters for TLDs, the applicants who are looking to have IDN variant TLDs. So how will all this happen? How will it work? Well, the first phase was the community doing the work. The second phase is the ICANN project team will perform the drafting, advised by the coordination team. Slight change. This will be an ICANN report, advised by the community. So the coordination team will have an advisory and reviewing role, and, of course, will liaise with the six case studies, because we only have representative from the six case studies. The community wiki will be regularly updated, and we had a meeting on Saturday, full day meeting. The team will meet weekly by telephone conference, and you'll see why that is when you see the schedule, which is really quite demanding. Here's the timeline. So the case studies were made public on the 3rd of October. Coordination team met in Dakar on Saturday, a full day working meeting. And in parallel with that, the public comment period on the case studies is ongoing and closes on the 14th of November. And again, I ask you to look at that, read the reports, and provide your comments. Starting on the 14th of November, the case study teams, the community teams, will begin an analysis of the comments and send it to the coordination team, send it to ICANN. We're not asking them to produce revised reports. As you see, the schedule is so tight, there isn't time for revising reports, but just to send the analysis, which will then be incorporated by the ICANN team with the support of the coordination team. That analysis to go 2 weeks later to ICANN. Only a matter of days later, the team is to produce the draft report and circulate it to the team for review internally. Tentatively, we're planning on the 8th and 9th of December a two-day face-to-face working meeting, and we're probably going to finalize that today, all going well, when we bring everybody, all the ICANN staff and consultants, and all the coordination team members, all that can travel, plus remote participation, to a central location and work over 2 days to deliver, a short time later, the integrated issues report to be posted for public comment. That public comment period will close at the end of January. On the 15th of February, we'll have a report last call internally for last call comments, and we'll publish the final report on the 20th of February in time for the ICANN board to consider the report at its March meeting in Costa Rica. And that's for the Integrated Issues Report. As part of this activity, we will be conducting a survey of existing registries about their IDN variant implementations at the second level. This is an information gathering exercise to assist the coordination team. And if you like, at the end of this presentation, I have the series of questions that we're thinking of asking, and I'll put them up on the screen for you to see if we have enough time to do that. Kim Davies is coordinating this effort, so if you want to know more about it, Kim is the person to talk to, and we'll be using some survey mechanism to solicit those survey inputs. Your assistance in this area would be greatly appreciated. How do you stay informed? Well, there's a mailing list, the integrated VIP mailing list that we're using for the work. That's an internal list, but the archives are published. So while you can't sign up to participate in the work, you can see the work as it goes on. And there's a public mailing list, the VIP at ICANN.org, which already exists, which is for general public comment about the whole process and asking questions and so on. And we have the community wiki continues to provide that information. So that's a quick run through where we are in this IDN variant issues project, and the key content is in the 6 reports which you can read. Do I have a moment to try and find on this key the survey to put it up so that you can see what we're talking about? So let me just try and get out of here and see if I can do this. So are there any questions that people would like to ask while I'm fiddling around here at the computer? Any of those? Thank you. Thank you, Francisco.
It's just on the slide. Maybe you can.
While Francisco is assisting me do the technology, are there any questions about the progress of the IDN Variant Issues Project, or comments that anybody would like to make? Remember, I'm asking you to do the work now between now and the 14th of November. Read the reports and provide the comments. I see no forest of hands jumping up.
We have one question.
Oh, we have. Kim.
It's not really a question, but I was just thinking it might be useful to do a quick show of hands, who does IDNs and then who does variants in their IDN, just from the people in the room. So those, can everyone in the room that actually does IDN registrations in their CCTLD put their hand up? And if you don't have any kind of variants in your registry, can you put your hand down? So we have one hand. Okay. That's a useful quick... You do as well. Okay. Thanks.
So, Kim, since you have the microphone there, would you like to go through these questions? This is a high-level snapshot of the sort of questions that we're asking.
Sure. So, the purpose of the survey really was to make sure that while the team is evaluating different options for handling variants in the root, we'd absolutely considered all the different mechanisms that TLD managers might already be using. So to do that, we felt the only way to do that was to comprehensively survey every TLD manager, firstly ask them, do you support IDNs in general? And if so, do you support variants? And if so, what mechanisms do you use? So really the questions are primarily focused around that. So some of the questions that that are on the survey, and the survey is not very long. I think it's like maybe 7 or 8 questions. It shouldn't take you more than a couple of minutes to answer, but... We asked, what validation checks do you do on IDNs? We know some TLD managers don't do any validation checks. Others might check it against the table of permitted code points, for example. We asked, do you allow mixed script labels, for example? Do you allow Latin characters to be commingled with Cyrillic characters or some other combination? We asked what type of variants you accept, and effectively we're asking what kind of categorization you use to determine what you consider to be a variant, and how that's stipulated, and what actions you allow for variants. So some allow multiple labels to be registered. Others might consider a variant to be an alternate label that is blocked. So it's not entered into a zone, but it's otherwise reserved in your database against delegation to someone else. So I think they're the four questions on the screen. That's a quick summary.
Thanks, Kim. Any questions for Kim or for me? Seeing none, thank you very much indeed.
Well, thank you, Yanis, and thank you, Kim. Well, as I told in the beginning, instead of three updates today, we're just having two. So I don't know what has happened to the promptness that Germans are so famous for, but Jörg Schweiger gave her or his update yesterday. So I think it's time to break for the coffee. We will start again at 11 o'clock. So please be back then. Thank you.